This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. For those of you just tuning into the show, however, we have been discussing various different aspects of immigration throughout the show here tonight. We've got Vincent with us, who seems to understand the ideas of liberty, but at the same time, you made a statement right before we went to the top of the hour news, Vincent, something about you have to stop the immigrants before you can address welfare.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to put words in your mouth. I wanted to make sure I understood that. Do you believe that government programs achieve the goals they set out to accomplish?
Well, when you say very different types of government programs, but you mean when you say that, do you mean to alleviate the burden on poor or such?
No, no. What I mean is, like, look at, like, for instance, the war on drugs. Has the war on drugs accomplished eradicating drugs from the United States?
Absolutely not. No.
Has the war on drugs reduced the amount of drugs in the United States?
I'm sure it hasn't.
Well, there's no real way to know
for sure.
Right?
So probably say no.
But you can see that plenty of people have drugs now, and plenty of people had them in the past.
Yes.
And you can also argue that there would be less hard drug use without the war on drugs, because the war on drugs drives drug dealers to make harder and harder drugs, and like crack cocaine, it came out of cocaine, which was essentially a freebase version of cocaine, a more concentrated, if you will, smokable version of cocaine
brandy,
more efficient.
The drink brandy was, sort of a holdover from people not necessarily trying to get around a prohibition, but to avoid taxes, to where at one time wine was taxed
per ounce.
So they concentrated by removing some of the water, and people understood, when you get the brandy, you add water.
Yeah.
But then people just drank it straight, and they're like, screw it. I like this stuff better. So, like a form of alcohol prohibition led to a much harder form of alcohol.
Right. So, you can see that when the government put a war on drugs on, all they ended up doing was increasing their power over us.
And the plants are winning.
Right. There's plenty of plants out there, but there's also innocent people who never hurt another human being sitting in a jail cell. So, despite all of the arrests, all of the thousands of arrests, every year we're talking about 1.5 million arrests in the United States across everything, not just cannabis. Cannabis is the majority of it, like 800,000 of them is cannabis. But of all these arrests, of all these prosecutions over all these decades, drugs are still as prevalent as ever.
Yes. So more people were arrested last year for cannabis-related offenses than all violent crimes combined in the United States.
So it's been an absolute abject failure. The government's war on poverty with these welfare programs, has it eradicated poverty?
No.
Of course not. So now you're asking for a war on immigration.
No, I'm not saying a war on immigration. I'm saying just to uphold the country's borders.
It's the same thing, Vincent. Just because they won't call it a war on immigration doesn't mean you're not asking for the same thing. You're asking for a crackdown. You're asking for the government to say, all right, we're going to lock these borders down. We're going to put more men on the borders. We're going to keep these immigrants out and enforce the laws, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, they're going to fail because they're the government. And so it's inevitable that people are going to find ways through the wall. They're going to bribe
That is possible, but this is a more tangible thing compared to the war on drugs. I mean,
it's
the war on Germany,
did
that destroy Germany?
It's certainly,
the government did a good job on that. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no. I mean, look, the Germans were going to fail whether or not the U.S. government got involved in that. And it's not fair to compare warring governments, because when you have warring governments, obviously one of them's likely going to win. So you're not comparing apples to apples in that case. But look, yes, it's easier to get a truck full of people than it is a truck that's got cocaine hidden in it, right? Like, so it's an, it is an easier thing to interdict to find human beings than it is to find drugs, so I'll give you that.
Although, you can send drugs through the United States Postal Service.
That's true.
You can't send a human being through the United States Postal Service.
It'd be harder. That's what I'm saying. It is harder to smuggle people, but they'll still do it. And ultimately, it'll just mean that the people who are doing the smuggling will become the most violent, the most dangerous of all the coyotes. I mean, there's already violence, and there's already people being treated very inhumanely by some of these coyotes. But it's going to be getting worse as the situation here gets worse. Now, there's one thing that is going in your favor as far as this war on immigrants or whatever, and that is that if indeed the United States becomes a total police state, which is what it will have to do in order to do what you're talking about, whether
I was possible, or I wanted to absolutely stop all illegal immigration. I'm just saying that at some points where it's easy to bring in all these different types of people, and they shouldn't be coming. I'm saying that.
Well, you also said you wanted ICE to do raids, inside cities. You want ICE to round people up and take.
I never said round people up. I'm saying for the people who are illegal immigrants who do illegal crimes, for them to be deported. And in some cases, like some of these sanctuary cities, for bringing them in, they don't get deported. Only the most horrible cases. Like, I mean, one case where they were deported was a guy. He was deported three times. He was in the. He was an illegal immigrant deported three times before he came back and murdered a child, and then he was locked up forever.
But let's
I don't
be
know
clear.
What
okay, so that was a horrible person that did a horrible thing.
Yeah, he was deported three times,
he
and he kept coming back into the country.
If he was murdering somebody.
Horrible person did something horrible. Not everybody that crosses a border illegally
we could have
is a
that.
Horrible
he
person.
He was not allowed to be in this country, okay? I'm not saying... If we could prevent a death like that, we should. He was not allowed to be in this country. We have laws right now. Yeah, maybe we're not just. Maybe it should be easier for illegal immigrants to come in.
The argument of if it just saves one life.
Anthony was born and raised in Florida and wound up killing a child.
I know.
So are
it's
we going to
we
prevent people? Are we going to prevent people from being born in Florida because somebody in Florida
did
something
shouldn't.
Bad.
That guy shouldn't have been in the United States at all. We currently have laws. You could change those laws and let him in. That's absolutely fine. But currently we have laws that says he was not allowed to be in there. And he was, because some people don't want those laws to be carried out. Some people get political gain from letting in illegal immigrants. You have a president who came out and said illegal immigrants should be allowed to vote in this country. We have 3 million illegal immigrants, they estimate, that voted in this election, okay? Maybe they're bad. Maybe these laws
and
are bad.
And apparently
maybe
they voted for Trump.
Maybe they voted for Clinton.
There's actually a lot of Hispanics vote Republican.
One third, like I think one third of them did. But those aren't legal Hispanics who live here, who immigrated here legally. Yeah, they voted for Trump because they don't want illegal immigrants coming in, because it is unfair to them that they went through the entire process
legally to come in. You're collectivizing, saying that a certain group of
people. We can't get every single person
a certain
to come
thing.
In. No, well, that's what you tried to say earlier, but, oh, Hispanics like Trump because there's 3 million illegals.
I was giving you a counterexample.
Oh, you're giving me a counterexample.
Yes,
okay. But that's one of the reasons in polling and such. Is that the music going?
Nope.
Okay,
we're good.
I didn't hear.
Daryl, you look amused.
I am. I just think it's so funny. Somebody that claims to be a libertarian that is opposed
to human rights. I don't know if he claims to be. Do you
claim to be a libertarian? He claims that he's a libertarian on Wednesday. He's claimed it earlier tonight.
I claim it now.
That opposes human freedom.
Oh, human freedom. Oh, okay. Here. Look, we don't live in a libertarian society right now. It's unfortunate. I wish we did. Then, yeah, fine. Let these people come in. But right now, we live in a system that, you know, that's not. And I'm for supporting these laws.
Right, and the statist libertarians will always say it's not a libertarian society when they want to enforce their version of statism. When Gary Johnson was asked questions about certain things, on one thing, yes, cannabis should be legalized, but on other stuff, well, the system that we live in now, the laws, blah, 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 we should have statism. So the statist libertarians are going to use... We don't live in a libertarian society to advocate their version of statism. Whatever happened to give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free?
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Well, why are you defending these people? Coming through the southern border as a whole, they vote Democrat, okay? They vote statist. Yeah, Republicans could be statist too. So I don't know why you're defending. If all the people in the world who want to come to the U.S.
A lot of them
don't
vote at all. Everybody was a good person.
No,
I just said that the laws that we currently have on immigration are unjust.
And I'm not willing to accept a police state, even if it's true that there are bad people. And there are some bad people who come across the border. To use those people, who are the minority of people who come across the border, to use violent people as your excuse to crack down on this is just an excuse to have a police state.
Bad people are born in the United States. Are we going to crack down on people being born?
Checkpoints. I'm not interested in going through checkpoints if I want to drive from my home to where it is, wherever it is I have to go, whether it's to go out to eat, to go to the grocery store, to go to work, or whatever. And that happens in the southern portion and some of the northern portions of the United States. And that's what you're calling for more of, whether you are
at the border or not. Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
tonight, Vincent, the border controller, is with us here. He's a Trump supporter, and he's in here with Ian and Daryl, with us every Friday night, Vincent, for the most part. You took a week off last week to go see the folks, but good to have you here. I think it's always an interesting conversation to have some, you know, some differing opinions behind a microphone. You can join the conversation as well via our toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. And you don't have to talk about immigration. You can bring up anything you might want to discuss here. And one of the other topics that's on a lot of people's mind is health care. Now, I wouldn't expect Donald Trump to fix that problem in the meantime between whatever it is they end up doing and now. You've got to make a decision about health care, and a lot of people don't want to be involved with insurance. They don't want to be forced to, you know, have the government make them get health insurance. And you know what? You actually don't have to. You could use a free market health care company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. You get a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and price. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got David in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how's it going tonight, guys?
What's on your mind?
So last night, I don't know who's on air right now, but Daryl was talking about how they're using Elon Musk plans on using satellites to provide internet globally to people.
Yes, that was according to a filing that SpaceX made with the FCC. They want to launch 4,400 satellites into space.
Whoa.
To provide 1 gigabyte per second internet.
But this is something they want government money to do?
The financials were not discussed in the filing.
Okay.
According to the report that we had, he wants to start off by launching 800 satellites over the United States to provide this 1 gigabyte internet to the
gigabyte?
U.S.
Is it download?
1 gigabyte per second.
Not gigabit.
Gigabyte.
Gigabit.
Okay.
That's what I was calling in about. It's gigabit. Gigabyte and gigabits are different units of measurement. And
one of them is eight times as large. The byte is eight times a bit, basically.
Okay. So the CNBC article, the CNBC article that I was reading said 1 gigabyte.
Okay, so they could have gotten it wrong.
With a Y.
Now, David, how do you know for sure it's gigabit? I mean, he's saying the news reported it as gigabyte. I mean, cause the news gets it wrong, certainly.
I'm a network administrator. I'm a CCNA, which is the Cisco Certified Network Administrator, and internet transfer speeds are measured in something called bits, which is a different unit of measurement than bytes.
Well, you can measure them in bytes. I mean, I've got,
the way it goes is how internet is measured, or how transfer speeds, not just internet, but in this case, we're talking about internet.
You're saying the standard in the business is to measure in bits, so that you're saying that CNBC or CBC?
CNBC.
CNBC got it wrong, basically.
They did say that it would be 180 times faster than the current average of 5.6 megabytes per second.
Yeah, that's definitely not the average, likely. It's probably 5.6 megabits per second, but
And I think that's just the writer's ignorance more than anything.
Right.
Because the way it would technically be measured in is in units of it just keeps going up by adding a zero. So 10 megabits, 100 megabits, 1 gigabit, 10 gigabits, 100 gigabits. And then
but
I think
still, 180 times faster than what we have now is
fast.
Ridiculously fast.
Yeah, that's fast.
Oh, no, and that's completely awesome. Once we kind of hope, like he wants taxpayer money, I'm not a huge fan of that. But I like the concept, and I hope we can find some way to do it through another means. And
yeah, me too.
So, David, was that all you wanted to comment tonight? Was the difference between bits and bytes, or was there more?
That's all I have for tonight. You guys have a good night. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that last night. I was, you know, milling around here, and I overheard that conversation. I thought, gigabytes, that's amazingly fast. I mean, that's not to say it's impossible. It's certainly possible. Again, it's only 1 gigabyte per second is only eight times the, you know, 1 gigabit per second. So it's not like it's impossible to reach eight times as fast as a gigabyte.
Right.
But yeah, I guess what he's saying is generally true. You typically see internet speeds measured in gigabits or megabits or bits per second. And so, like, our connection here at the studio from Time Warner is a 50 megabits down, 5 megabits up. So that's the maximum that we're capped at. Anyway, and I was thinking, like, really? Gigabytes per second? That would be amazing. But still, 1 gigabit from satellite is also pretty amazing because satellite internet access is pretty slow. It's not a fast way to access the internet. It's also got a lot of delay on it. There's a big ping factor. So when you're pinging from one computer to another, sending a signal from one computer to another.
Right.
Over
these
the
satellites, I believe, are going to be a good bit lower in orbit than what most of the satellites are.
Okay.
They had the kilometers. I think it was going to be like 1,100 kilometers, which seems to me to be a lot lower than what most of the satellites are.
Yeah, I'm interested in learning more about it. Like I said, I wasn't here on the show last night, so I didn't get all the details.
Yeah, and I've not looked at the filing, so all I know is what I read in the article from CNBC where they did look at the filing.
I support it. I think the more internet competition we can have, the better.
I support it as long as he's not using government funds
correct.
To do it.
Could you upload something with that, or would you only be able to like download something?
Presumably you'd be able to upload. I know that the way satellite internet has worked previously, and you know, if you've actually subscribed to it, you probably know a little bit more than me. I've never actually been a subscriber.
Mark
to satellite
previously
internet.
Had satellite, and he talked about it just a little bit.
I know that the upstream bandwidth was incredibly slow. I know it was like dial-up modem slow, and I think that's because they actually were at one point using dial-up modems to send the upstream commands. So you would send your I want to get freetalklive.com your request, you'd send that up via a dial-up modem, and then the satellite downlink facility or whatever, the uplink facility, would send that up to, they'd send the data up to the satellite, and then it would come back down to your house. And you'd get the data at a, you know, if you were listening to an internet stream or something like that, you'd get the data, the large amount of data, but it would take a while. So there would normally when you have like a cable modem or fiber internet or something like that, there's a very, very short ping time from one computer to another, and that's how long it takes a request to go from your computer to the host computer and back to you, as I understand it.
Right.
And
also,
so the satellite extends that time. It makes it would make it impossible to play like a video game on the satellite.
Right. But also this system, he would have 800 satellites over the United States. And how many satellites are there right now? So HughesNet probably has
one or two. Yeah.
A handful, maybe a dozen if you're lucky.
Not even.
Right, so you would have a lot more things that would be able to beam info down.
I mention that because if it's, say, I don't know, did it say it was for everywhere in the world or just the U.S.?
You're like, starting with the U.S.
Starting with
would
the
U.S. Would be worldwide because, starting in the U.S.
Because, like, worldwide, there's one issue, I'm playing devil's advocate, is it could be used to spread cultural imperialism. Because if you can't upload your own content from another country, then U.S. stuff dominates it. So that's just one issue someone has played devil's advocate.
Let's continue. You can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to join us. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you do have Ian.
Vincent.
And Daryl.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that there's a speculation from the psychologist that, you know, many people suffer with a terror of needles, you know, hypodermic needles. People have known to, like, faint. I'm one of those people that hate being poked. But, you know, I was going to relate to that story that our ancestors have been stabbing each other for thousands of years. And I think it's a miniature metal dagger that's piercing you. It's like getting stabbed. And I
I think most of the people that have the fear of needles, they also have a fear of blood. Because, you know, blood is supposed to stay internal to your body, and if it's coming out of your body,
Something's wrong.
And I don't think it necessarily has anything to do with daggers. I have no problem with needles as long as I can see the person poking me with the needle.
It probably came about more so, rather than this, you know, ridiculous theory of it's your ancestors, it probably happened when you were a kid. There was probably
I know exactly why I don't like being poked with a needle when I can't see it, because I got sick a lot as a kid, and I always had the penicillin shots in the butt. and I could not see that. And so they'd always, like, touch me, and I'd flinch my leg. And I was told, if you flinch your leg when we poke you with the needle, it's going to break off, and then you'll have a needle stuck in your butt.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
It's a partial, like, a hypothesis. You know, that could be it. Because I was relating to our fears coming down from our ancestors. So, you know, they used to carry swords all up in Europe and China and Japan. They used to have swords from all the pictures.
It's a ridiculous theory.
Well, in some cases, I've actually did research on this. And in some cases, yeah, we...
On what specifically? Talking about?
Well, I don't know about the needle, but yeah, some fears we do have.
Ancestral fears?
Yeah, I believe, you know, it's a messy science, but I do believe that we have some form of ancestor memory. Like, one instance I learned was that
instinct.
When you fall when you sleep, you know, when you're sleeping and you fall, you wake up. So some theory I saw was that's because we evolved from primates who would sleep in trees, and the ones who would wake up when they're falling would survive because they could, you know, whenever they have that reflex that they wake up.
But is there a difference between an ancestral memory and instinct? I mean, ultimately, aren't we talking about
instincts? I think there is, and I found an article, and it's too in-depth to get into right now, but scientists have done studies with rats and found, you know, genetic memory in descendants of some of the lab rats.
Well, Sarah, maybe you're on to something. Right. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although it seems to be a stretch to suggest that because some people were getting hacked up by swords that now people are afraid of needles.
Oh, I think it's definitely a stretch, but, you know, it is interesting that, you know, there is this genetic imprint, if you will, of trauma that happened to maybe your grandfather.
Now, Vincent, you were saying you have to look away. You kind of got interrupted by Sarah there. So Daryl has to watch the injection or the withdrawal of the blood. But
When they poke me, I have to watch the needle inside of me the entire time.
So I said you have to watch it, whether they're withdrawing blood or injecting something into you, presumably.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Okay. I thought you meant injecting or withdrawing the needle.
No, I apologize. No,
the entire time it's in there.
Whenever there's a needle in you, you got to watch it.
Yes.
Whereas on the other hand, Vincent, you're saying the opposite is true for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to watch.
For me, it's an anxiety thing that I don't want to watch it because like, oh, it's coming. Then I tense up. I'm gonna admit, in terms of like medical stuff, I'm neurotic because I have to see, before they inject me, I ask to see the syringe to make sure that, you know, there's no air bubble because I'm terrified of getting
that's supposed to be
my
bad.
Heart. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and obviously, you know, and obviously that's not, you know, in this area, that's probably not going to happen. We have competent doctors, I'd like to think so, but that's just a little quirk that I have, and I'm just terrified of dying by having but I'm giving James ideas, but I probably should stop talking.
So you want to inspect the needle itself, but you don't want to watch them actually inject you.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, but yeah.
Now, wouldn't it catch you by more surprise if you weren't watching? Aren't you more likely to flinch or something like that if the needle sticks you while you're not watching?
No, I just go with a flow. I just, you know, take a breath in.
So no big deal out. Then?
No big deal
when it actually, when it strikes your skin or whatever.
I used to be afraid, like a lot of kids are afraid of needles, but now I'm just like, all right, get it in. I don't like the pain, you know, pain's uncomfortable, and feeling the, you know, my arms swell up with whatever liquid we're putting inside me. That is uncomfortable. I had blood drawn. I'm really squeamish around blood, but like I had blood drawn, and I kind of would look occasionally at the vein, and I would, oh gosh, I would shudder. It's just I'm neurotic about those kinds of things, you know, little different bitty things.
So I've got an amazing offer for you, for those of you who've been thinking about putting up a website. We've talked about HostGator on Free Talk Live for a number of years. They've been off and on as advertisers with us, but you know, they're really the only consistent web hosting company that's advertised with us in recent recollection. They are pros. You know, the folks over at HostGator know what they're doing when it comes to setting up a website, and they make it easy for you. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So if you're ready to jump in to doing some web design, maybe putting up a blog, putting up a website for your business, now's the time because we were giving you 50% off. But the folks over at HostGator sent us a note today to let us know that Free Talk Live listeners have access to a special additional, like Black Friday discount, and it's in place right now. So you don't have to wait until Black Friday to get the best deal over at HostGator. First of all, 50% off was the best deal, but now it's 65% off.
Woohoo!
So, in this case, good things have come to those who've waited. If you were still sitting on the fence about, making a website, you really don't have any excuse now. I mean, you can get hosting for as low as $2.43 a month.
And I kind of want to add about the importance of creating your own website, if say for anything, because it's starting to become increasingly difficult to rely on exterior sites. Like, take Twitter. A lot of people got kicked off of Twitter, for instance. And, Google and Facebook could shut down your pages. So, getting your own website, that could be very helpful
important.
To avoid censorship.
And as Mark pointed out last night, you'll want to buy as many years of hosting and registration as possible. Because when you renew, it goes to regular price.
Correct. So it's 65% off their regular prices. And so if you want to get the best possible deal, you want to have a long time hosting at these prices, you can get a 3-year package, which is a pretty long, long-lasting package. It goes as low as 1 month, which you don't want to do, all the way up to 3 years. And 65% off. Here's how you get that deal. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL. And get 65% off web hosting. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Ian, that would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, if you don't mind.
I think it's the first time I've heard from you since the election, Ricky. Your girl, Hillary, she lost.
Well, you know what? You know what? I look at it this way. Hey, honestly, I do have something really important to talk about tonight, but real fast on this. You see, scenario A, if you try to please the Trumpeters, you're going to piss off the Hillary people, and you have the potential of a civil war. Now, B, if you try to please the Hillary supporters, you're going to piss off the Trumpeters. You get twice as much possibility of a civil war. Now, scenario C, if you try to please both sides, he's wishy-washy, you piss everybody off, we're definitely going to have a civil war. And
are you saying you want a civil war? Is that what you're getting at here tonight?
No, but it's inevitable.
You think it's inevitable?
I'm rooting for Cal Leave, Fornio, Oregon, Pencil, Vexit.
Hold on, Ricky. We'll bring you back here. Ricky's talking about a civil war is inevitable. Is he right about that? You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag. And you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
From the
pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up there using any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin right there on the AMP site. It's $5 a month or $5 worth of Bitcoin per month that allows us to invest into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks that you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. There's fresh posts in that Facebook group every single day. It's one of the few things that actually makes Facebook worth spending time on. Go and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com as we continue. Ricky is still with us in Pennsylvania. Now, Ricky, you said you're predicting a civil war. You say it is inevitable. Why are you saying that?
Well, scenario A, B, and C, plus, which are bad enough, right? Plus, on top of that, the problem with Donald Trump is whenever he feels attacked, doesn't mean he was, but he feels it, whether it be these women or anything, he gets on the defensive. Look at this crap he pulled with the New York Times the day after. Now,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh?
I don't know what crap he pulled with the New York Times. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, he goes on Twitter right after he gives his acceptance speech. He goes on Twitter and says, oh, bad, the New York Times sucks. He's been going after him. But here's my answer.
Well, they do kind of suck.
Yes.
I mean, there's some good report. There's some good reporting in the New York Times, but there's also some just absolutely awful
reporting. Oh, he's not president. He's not acting like president-elect. When it comes down to it, I got a demonstration plan.
What, is the president-elect supposed to love all the mainstream media or something?
Uh-huh.
Is the president-elect not supposed to have any opinions about various different mainstream media sources?
Yeah, but he's not supposed to act like a jackass.
When has he not acted like a jackass?
I, for one, Ricky, thanks for the call tonight, man. I, for one, am at the very least going to be entertained by a jackass president. I mean, that at the very least is going to be somewhat entertaining. And, you know, at the very least, Trump won, and it could have been worse. It could have been Hillary Clinton. I think just for the entertainment factor, Trump is a better choice than Hillary Clinton, but they're both absolutely awful, and they are both statists, and they're both going to continue to make the government bigger, more oppressive, and more expensive than ever. That's my prediction. Let's continue here. We got Sean. He's in Butte, Montana, listening to KXTL. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey. Oh, hey. Yeah, a little bit loud there. I don't know if you're shouting or...
Oh, sorry, man. That's,
all right.
That's how stuff sounds when you're a mile high in Butte, Montana.
Woo!
6,200 feet high, home of Eagle Knievel.
Awesome.
Sick about the election, that's for sure I am. But I didn't call about the election. I am I'm known as the metal man. I've been on the radio for 32 years doing a heavy metal show.
You're known as the metal man? Is that what you said?
I'm known as the metal man, like Superman, Batman. I'm the metal man. I try to rid the world of music that sucks. I beat Dallas Frames in a single bound. I swim the Berkeley Pit for power. And I've been doing this for 32 years. And for 32 years, I've been playing Metallica, and today is Metallica Day in my house. Me and my sons are singing around the Metallica tree and having a good time. But these guys
what
put out their new
album. What makes today Metallica Day?
Today is their release day of their new album. And if you know Metallica, they like to release albums every decade. So Metallica Day doesn't come around too often. And in the past few Metallica Days, it's been kind of sad, you know, but today, I'm not kidding you, these guys went to the drawing board, they went into the studio, and they put out, in my 32 years on radio and listening to heavy metal, I think it's the best music I've ever heard. I'm not kidding.
Whoa, are you saying that the new Metallica album is better than Master of Puppets?
I'm not going that far. I won't go that far.
So how can you say it's the best album they've ever put out, but then not say that it's better than Master of Puppets?
Well, because Master of Puppets is like, you know, I have like a desert island album. You can only have one album on your desert island. That's the one. And
all right. So what you're saying is...
Hold on.
It's pretty hard to outdo
somebody that doesn't know a lot about metal here.
Yeah.
Master of Puppets the album that has Enter Sandman?
No, that's the album that came out after Master of Puppets.
No, so, that's the album that came out after Injustice for All.
Oh, Injustice for All came out after Master of Puppets?
Yeah.
Okay,
that was Cliff's last album, Cliff Burton, their late great bass player.
Who died in, was it a plane crash or a car accident?
Tragically died in a, they were on tour in Europe, and it was an icy road, and they drew cards to see who would be on the top bunk, and Cliff drew the ace of spades and took the top bunk, and when the bus wrecked, he fell out the window, and the bus fell on top of him.
Oh, my God.
And Anthrax was on the bus, too, and everybody else was unhurt.
That's the band, not the chemical.
Yeah, the band Anthrax was on the bus with him, and everybody was okay.
I was about to say, that guy just has bad luck if he fell out, got Anthrax on him, and the bus fell on top of him.
Yeah, actually, I had not heard that detailed accounting of the story. I knew he died in some sort of accident. I just didn't know what that was.
Yeah, he drew the ace of spades and got the top bunk. The window broke, and he went out the window, and the bus laid on top of him.
Wow.
And when James and the guys hopped out the bus and looked at the bus laying on its side, there was Cliff's feet sticking out of the roof.
Damn. That is a metal way to go, though. I mean, you've got to hand it to them. I did hear the new track. I know they came out with the first track that they released from this new album.
They dropped three before today. And
I heard one of them. I don't remember which one I listened to, but I saw the one where it was just basically like flashing lights and them playing. You know, it wasn't really a really complicated video. It looked like it was a really cheap video to make, and it rocked, dude. They really
thrashing.
I would say thrash would be the right word. I mean, it seemed like they were kind of back to where that they have been in the past. They tapped into the old Metallica.
You're referring to the song Hardwired. The title track, And what's crazy about this band, Metallica, is yesterday they dropped a video for every song on the album on YouTube.
Whoa.
And every video is totally different from the other. I mean, it's incredible what these guys have given us today.
You know what? I want to say something about that. That's interesting. I didn't realize that they had done that. But if you think about...
If
you think about what Metallica was like just a decade and a half ago when Napster was in the news,
right,
and their drummer, Lars, he and the rest of the band, but he specifically was the most outspoken.
Sure.
They were attacking Napster, attacking their own fans for downloading their music and sharing their music on the internet, and it was like, what a really sad moment for Metallica to even just go after to cannibalize their own fans like that. But now here we are 16 years later or whatever, and now they're actually releasing every track on their album to the internet via YouTube. I mean, that's a complete turnaround.
Well, what I had heard, the rationale they gave was it's inevitable. People are going to put it up online anyway, so we might as well control what gets put up.
And they might as well make a little bit of money off of it. I mean, they're going to get millions of views per video, and it's a few bucks.
These guys are in their mid 50s to late 50s.
Yeah.
They have families. They're off the dope. They're done partying, and they now are clear headed to know that, you know, the fans are what are most important. And I'm not kidding you. To give us 10 videos that are just, I mean, top of the line, Martin Scorsese production videos
nice.
That are 10 videos that are just
that
totally different
ass.
From each other. It's just incredible. And I just
I'm gonna have to check them out
to the world and let everyone know that this metal man of 32 years on the radio says the new Metallica is about the best music he's ever heard in his life. And
except for Master of Puppets.
Well, except for my Desert Island album. We all got our what's your guys' Desert Island album? You guys
about
that. I'll let you go, and I'll talk to my buddy Dan, and tell me your Desert Island album.
Thanks for the call. Great call tonight,
bye-bye.
Dude. Thanks for listening, Metal Man. I appreciate it. Good call. I was not aware of that. I mean, I knew that their album was close to coming out or had just come out. I saw a few posts about it on Facebook, but I didn't realize they'd done videos for every track. That's unprecedented.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of music videos before.
I mean,
with the exception of, like, The Wall, which was, you know, the Pink Floyd that they turned into a movie later, but I don't know if that
wasn't before the album came out.
Yeah, that's true. Or simultaneous with it. It was much later. So we are out of time. We don't have time for the Desert Album question, but it's a darn good question, and it sounds like we should check out the Metallica. If you're a metal fan, if you liked old Metallica, it sounds like they're kind of back to the old ways again, which, you know, some people like that, some people don't. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.